Good morning, Life Springers. This coming Sunday's sermon is entitled, Give Us a King, and it comes from 1 Samuel 8, 1 through 9. In Samuel, we find the story of Israel clamoring for a king, ignoring God's intentions for them, and being inured to the possibility of a kingdom lovingly administered by God. In this sermon, we will explore the consequences of human endeavors that are mute to God's desires. When Samuel became old, he made his sons judges over Israel. The names of his firstborn son was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. Yet his sons did not follow in his ways, but turned aside after profit. They took bribes and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow in your ways. Appoint for us, then, a king to govern us like other nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to govern us." Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people and all they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them, just as they have done to me from the day I brought them up out of Egypt to this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. So also they are doing to you. Now then, listen to their voice. Only you shall solemnly warn them and show them the ways of the king who shall reign over them." I hope you have a really good day and the rest of the week.